If you have the desire to communicate with spirit, you can learn how. Mediumship is an innate human ability that you have access to. Whether that desire is to receive more signs from your loved one or to serve the spirit world and work professionally as a medium, I am here to walk alongside you on your path. My name is Kimberly Lakin, and I am an evidential medium and mentor. We are each on our own hero's journey. The painful experiences in your life have called you on a quest for self-discovery, spiritual knowledge, and healing. On this podcast, we will explore the topics of mediumship, grief, psychology, and spirituality with curiosity and openness. There is more to life. Magic is real. We are here together to experience the healing power of mediumship. Welcome to Spirit Therapy. Hi, I'm Kimberly Lakin. I'm an evidential medium and mentor, and I'm going to tell you how you can start developing your mediumship on your own right now. So why would you want to develop on your own? Well, sometimes there's not always access. Sometimes people don't have the money to take the expensive courses or don't have the time because maybe they have small children to meet at the regular times that the classes do. Nowadays, you don't have to worry if they're in your area or not because there's so many online. However, I spent the first few years of my developing on my own. And I'm very grateful for that time. I do think a really important part of development is to spend that time with your own soul, your own spirit team. So how you can do this, I recommend you set time every week or every day if you're really ambitious to sit with the spirit world and get to know your own soul and get to know them. Okay, so you're going to do this by sitting in the power, which I'll teach you how. I'll also have links below to sitting in the power meditation that you can do. So there's three things sitting in the power. What we're doing is there's three steps. We're either going to sit in the power just to sit in our own essence, our own soul energy, to expand it and feel what our own energy feels like, so we can differentiate between our energy and spirit or the spirit people who are going to communicate with us. We need to learn what our energy feels like, so we know what someone else, when someone else comes, what the difference is. So that's the first step. Sitting in our own energy. Second step would be blending with the spirit of all that is, with your higher power, with God, with the elements that spark a life that is within us, that is within every being, every blade of grass, every tree, every animal, in the ocean, in the mountains. You get the idea. So expanding our energy, blending with all that is. And then if you choose to go to the next step, which is attuning with the spirit world or inviting in, our whether you are setting the intention to connect with your guides, your own spirit people, or if you're working with another person, then you would be setting the intention to invite the other, your sitter spirit people in. But for self-development, you're going to be either working with your own guides or your own spirit people that are connected to you. And so much development can come from that, can come from sitting and communicating, learning your own spirit language of how you use your clairs, your spiritual powers, in a sense, your spiritual abilities, developing this language, because we are learning a new language. We are learning how to be a translator of the spirit energy. We are also developing our soul and progressing on our own spiritual path of awakening and healing. There will be blocks that come up along the way in the mediumship development path that we have to grow through. So in order for us to do that, we have to just keep connecting in with our soul, knowing what is right for us and what is not, getting to know ourselves and becoming the best person we can be, which will allow that mediumship to unfold more and more and more, which mediumship development is a lifelong process. It never ends. I've been developing for 10 years. I'm still barely scratching the surface. I've been a medium since I was, you know, my whole life. And so you probably, I'm sure, have had experiences too throughout your life. So I'm very grateful I had those first few years, like I said, to learn the way that I work with the spirit world, my own language. And it really helped me when I then went on to do the formal training together at the same time, or just self-development on your own. But no matter what, I recommend you spend a lot of time with your own soul, sitting in the power and sitting in the essence of spirit. Not every medium really sits in the power a lot or really recommends it, but I think it's the best thing. I call it going to the gym for your spirit, for your soul. It's like building your muscles for your intuitive capacity, your intuitive abilities, your psychic and mediumship and healing abilities are all developed within this space. So the thing is before you start sitting with spirits, if you're being called to the mediumship development path, I know this happened with me and I hear it time and time again from people, is that you will have weird experiences, and this can actually cause people to push mediumship further because they're like, oh, this is scary, or this is a nuisance, or I don't know what to think of this. I don't want it, and try to block it or try to run from it. However, these crazy experiences will die down a bit if you carve out the time to sit with spirit and to be like, okay, I'm listening. You've been trying to get my attention. I'm going to sit. Please don't. And you can set boundaries is a big thing to know. So if people have been waking you up in the middle of the night, spirit people, I mean, knocking or weird dreams or whatever it is, you can set, be like, okay, I hear you. I know you want to connect with me. I know you're trying to call me to mediumship. Here I am. Please don't bother me all these other hours, but we have a date Friday at 8 o'clock or whatever you choose, you know, let's meet at that time. Don't bother me the other times, but let's meet at that date and I'll be all yours for an hour or 3 hours or whatever you want to carve that time out. And if it's hard for you to set dates due to being a mom like I am, you know, or whatever it is, or having a very busy schedule, maybe just try to set a time, you know, I'm going to sit for at least an hour a week or something like that, right? Or it can be more, of course, but to, and then to at least meet that, you know, set something for yourself, even if it's like, I'm just going to sit for 15 minutes every week. And then you have that bar set. And if you exceed it, that's great. But you know, you at least do that 15 minutes every week. And that way the spirit world has, Freya's here to say hello. That way they have time to sit with you and develop you. And you may find yourself wanting to do it more and more. So these are the things I recommend. I will have the meditation for you so you can, or the sitting in the power, the guided sitting in the power, so that you can start doing that. I also offer one-on-one mentorship and classes. So the one-on-one mentorship, if you want to meet one-on-one with me and I can help you to develop either your psychic, your mediumship, your healing abilities, and any answer any questions that you have about this process. The classes are going to be starting likely in May 2024, possibly sooner. Freya's so funny. And I'm just very excited to help you with this process. I know that it can be confusing in the beginning, and I hope that this was helpful for you. And I look forward to sharing more videos on this topic. And you can also check me out on my website for either a mediumship reading, a mentorship session, or my classes at KimberlyLakin.com. Thank you and have a wonderful rest of your day. If you enjoyed today's podcast, I would be so grateful if you could please leave me a 5-star rating and review. This helps more people to find me and experience the healing power of mediumship. If you want to learn more, join a class, or book a session, head over to my website at KimberlyLakin.com. That's KimberlyLakin.com. Or follow me on Instagram at Medium Kimberly. Thank you, and I'll see you next time.